This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Nick Cafardo, sports writer and longtime Red Sox beat writer for the Boston Globe, died yesterday. He was just 62. Cafardo was at the Red Sox spring training facility in Fort Myers, Florida, when he developed an apparent embolism and died. For a remembrance of Cafardo as a journalist and a person, we're joined this morning by Boston Globe columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Bob, and thanks for speaking to us on such a sad occasion.
Yeah, it is a very sad day for all of us that knew him, and it's stunning. The whole thing obviously came absolutely out of nowhere.
Tell me what your most enduring remembrance of Nick Cafardo will be.
He was absolutely a pro's pro, and he loved writing. He loved baseball. He actually covered football and did it very, very well as well. But his heart was always in baseball. I think in the old days we would have said his Rolodex. Now we'll say his contact list should go to Cooperstown. He seemed to know everybody. He had access to every team at every level. He was especially fond of scouts. He thought they were the worker bees of the industry of baseball, and he had great respect for them. That's one thing I'm going to remember, that he had such an appreciation of the work they did. But in a sense, he was that kind of an industrious person as well. As has been printed already, he was on his off day yesterday. He didn't need to be at the ballpark, but he wouldn't think of not going.
Your colleague Dan Shaughnessy writes this morning that Cafardo was the ultimate baseball guy. What made him so?
He just appreciated every aspect of it and couldn't get enough of it. And you saw also his former sports editor, Joe Sullivan, said he truly was a 162-game guy, and he didn't want to take a day off. He couldn't persuade him to stay home. And most people find baseball, it is a grind, and he never tired of it. He never was bored by baseball. And it came through in his writing. The beneficiaries were the readers, of course.
You know, Nick covered the Red Sox for their four World Series titles, the recent ones, of course. How did he feel about the team during all that?
You know, it's very interesting. Some of we're all different personalities, and some people are more of a fan than others. I think as someone who grew up, he's from Hanson. He was a graduate of Whitman Hanson High School. I think he wanted them to win, but he didn't. He wasn't overtly a fan. He was a craftsman and a pro as a writer and a reporter. He loved unearthing the story, and that was obviously that's a foundation of journalism, is go get the story, and Nick went to and got the stories. He had strong opinions. He was able to criticize without being nasty. That's the thing. He didn't have any known enemies. There wasn't a nasty bone in this body.
Tell us about Nick Cafardo, the man. What was he like behind the scenes?
Oh, he was. He had his quirks. I thought Dan Shaughnessy captured him beautifully today. He was a little bit of, I won't say Oscar Madison, but a little bit of the absent-minded professor kind of thing in real life, I think. He didn't know about this idea. I didn't want to wear shorts in Florida because he thought he had skinny legs, you know, stuff like that. he had his quirks and good sense of humor. Like to have a good time. I mean, I'm going to remember Nick and laughing. I can picture him. I'm closing my eyes and I'm picturing him right now. I like to have a good time and just enjoyed life. I think, and you know, doted on his grandchildren and his two children. He was a good family man. And those cliches, they were all true with him.
Boston Globe's Bob Ryan remembering his late colleague Nick Cafardo, who died yesterday at the Red Sox spring training camp in Fort Myers, Florida. Bob, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob.